So I'm going to try to move through this stuff quickly.
Oh, did I not bring it?
Okay, so I gave you things to look at for Omanomana. Hopefully we'll finish it today. If not, we'll finish it Sunday. And then after that, well, we still speak about, and today we'll speak about the Rambam more. We'll start with that. Then we want to speak about Asher Bara and Shasimcha B'Mogo, because they kind of test a lot of these issues, including, as we'll discuss, where do they fit in terms of Bracha and Simcha. So I'm going to read through the Shaka B'Tarei Gemara right now, but regarding Birkas Asher Bara, look at the big Machlokas Rishonim. We'll make reference to it today also, whether you need a minyan or not for Birkas Asher Bara. You need a minyan for... I gave you already some chorus on the minyan, right? On the 10? Okay. So do you need 10 for Asher Bara is a big issue. So look at the Ramban al-Atar here, and the Tosis Rid, and the Ran, Gimel Amud Aleph and the Dapei Harif, from Umash Mali until the end of the piece, and the Ritva and Shita Mekubetzes, again in the Shita, it's, or the regular Ritva, it doesn't matter. Shita, it's on 81, column 1, starting from, you know, where it says Kosova Ritva, and the Shita Yashana in the Shita Mekubetzes, that's page 81, column 2, in mine, thank you. And the Ran, the end, in the middle of Dibra Maskel B'Chassanim, where he quotes Kosov HaRamban, starting from that section. If you get a chance, the language of the Shiltos and Simon Tezayim, especially the language of the Orchos Chaim, where he talks about this, that's from Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Birchos Hamazon, Os Yud Gimel, and the Beis Shmuel and Evnu Ezer, Simon Samach Beis, Sif Katon Yud Zayin. Okay, that's for Asher Bara. There's more to say, but we'll try to do a quick job on these things. That's Birchas Asher Bara, and that has to be done a little bit in conjunction with Shas Simcha B'mono also, to look at Tosis and Sukkah, Chaf Hei with Beis, and the Ran that we met, the Ran and the Ritva that we mentioned earlier, the Hagos HaShri, here in Simin, Tarek Aleph, Ksuva, Simin and Gimel, the Ritva on 82, column 1, the Me'iri on page 39, Shita Mekubetzes here, 81, column 2, Dibra Maskel Umi Ikara. Very important, these, the, if you get a chance, the Sefer Itur, it's also in the Kamai here, but the Sefer Itur, Hilchos Birchas Chasanim, Chelek Dalid, starting from the Atamotzi. Again, in the, I don't know if they have new Bala Iturs or not, but at least in the, you know, the old Bala Iturs, it's eight lines from the top of the page. And Shita Mishana here in Shita Mekubetzes, page 73, column 1. The Rajba, 72, column 2, Emsa Dibar Masel Iba Isema, and Afalpi, that's related to what we're going to discuss today. And the Rambam, Hilchos Mila, Paragimel Halacha Gimel, and Hagos Maimunios there, and Tosas Moid Katan Chesmut Beis. This is all a question, and also you should look at the Yamshel Shlomo in Bava Kamma as well. That's in Perek Zion. I have to get the exact simon. That's all a question of whether or not the bracha of Shasimcha B'mono applies outside of Nesu'ah. As we'll see, we're just going to read the Shaka B'Tarei first. Our Gemara considers the possibility that it should. The question is, Lamaisa doesn't. And what are the implications of that for the role of Shasimcha B'mono here? So, okay. So those are things that we're going to try to discuss. That's the order of things. And then we also... want to discuss, we're going to keep overlapping, touching it a little bit, but, you know, how to define and what is the significance of Panim Chadashos. So we're going to start building on that as well, and we'll sum that up and add some material to it as well. Okay, so let's begin. We're going to continue with what we discussed, started with last time, which was the Rambam Shita and then Almon V'Almana. But before we do, we were in the middle of reading the Gemara, so let's just get... let's get through with that first, and then we'll proceed. Okay. So Shmuel, you want to do the honors? Okay. So we were up to, just let's go through the Gemara quickly. right? We've already discovered that there's a difference between almon and almana, and almon and besula, and possibly we'll discuss bachor and almana. We have to discuss that more. That's where we stopped, right? Okay, so just to go through the guide, I just want to get the shock of the carrier because it's all interconnected. Shmuel, so go ahead. So Guf Amar of Nachman, Amar Lihuna. So again, it was Asara Anashim. It sounds like that was a prerequisite for this. Now, the interesting thing about that is, what is that referring to? What comment should be made here? What is that referring to? Vayika chasar nashim bezikne ha'ir vayomer shvu po. What was he doing? What was he doing? If you get the right answer, you get Bible credit.
He was going to marry Ruth.
Ellie, we found out that he's not really responsible for the Yiddish. Now we're going to find out that he has friends, who gave him the information about the Torah Shemitzah and the Torah Shemal Peh. he doesn't do the singing. He's completely innocent. What was going on with Rus? Shmuel. What was happening with Rus? What happened with Rus? Hanan, what happened with Rus?
There's some sort of gula that was supposed to be done for us with plenty of money.
Okay, so what am I trying to get at here? What's the...
There's no obvious and soon.
Or maybe there was. Right? Meaning there's no... What's probably not obvious is that they were involved in Shiva Simea Mishta or Sheva Brachos after the Nisuin. If anything, they were involved in the actual Ishos, right? So what's quite interesting about this is the following question issue. Shmuel, namely, if you require 10, what do you require 10 for? Is this a din in Nisuin, right? At least Lakatkhila. Or is it a din in Birchas Nisuin? Correct? And if it's a din in Birchas Nisuin, so are the Birchas Nisuin, Tachas Achopa, right, identical with the Kalos of Birchas Nisuin and Firan Shiva Simei Mishta? But that's a crucial question for us. Right? So here, let's put it this way. If you were to take the view, it sounds like, we're talking, put it this way, it sounds like what are we talking about here? Shmuel.
It sounds like we're talking about, the story of Rosh, but it seems like more specifically.
Even during the period of the week, right? I mean, that's the Gemara said here, right? We started off with the idea. We talked about the linguistic question, right? Achas psula, achas almana, tuuna, bracha. And then the Gemara is talking about how many days? 1, 3, 7. We still have to pin all that down. Fine. But what is that 1, 3, 7? Are there different mechaibim? What's koveya in those mechaibim? Is it misleading? That's one of the things we want to get back into. But certainly we're not only talking about the bracha under the chuppah. So part of the subtext here, and this is going to be critical for the Rambam, which we're going to speak about in just a minute, is to what extent, right, is there overlap? Now the overlap can be attributed to a number of things, right? It could be, as I say, that everything is a din in the chuppah, and we should be looking at Shiva Simei Mishta as a, as one long, recurring, repeating, video. Right? We just keep, we're so enthusiastic about the wedding, so excited about it, that we just keep, reenacting it. In which case, the Ikar Mechayev is the chuppah. Just that we're going to apply the standards of the chuppah to the Shivas Mishnah, or to the Brachos during the Shivas Mishnah, because I say it's in a loop, you know, and we just keep going over it. That's what it is. If there are going to be differences, it's just going to be, you know, attributed to the fact that one is live and the other is a video or digital or however you want to call it, and or, you know, some sort of fall off of excitement, you know, when you've experienced or re-experienced, etc. But that's one way to explain the common denominator. The second way to explain the common denominator, that's if everything is one, and there'll be nafkamina between these, is to say that it's all one because of the common denominator of the brachos. In other words, one is the chuppah. What's going on in the chuppah is related to the nesu'in. What's happening in Shivas Me'amishtah is happening in Shivas Me'amishtah, and that's a separate, a different phase, a distinct phase. Right? But the Birchas Chasanim have certain requirements, and it's a din in Birchas Chasanim, not a din in chuppah, per se. Not a din chuppah, not a din after chuppah. It's a din in Birchas Chasanim. Right, and the assumption being that if the text is the same, then the chalos is the same. Right. That's also a possibility. It's also possible that you know, maybe this is not true, that it's not a din in the chuppah, but the chuppah is reenacted, and it's not a din in stam in Birchas Chasanim. Maybe it's a din in the, again, in Birchas Chasanim in a different sense, and that is in the, as I say, the Shevach V'Hoda'ah. Maybe this particular Shevach V'Hoda'ah of these Birchas Chasanim, a variation of what I just said, but an important difference, requires this minyan. Again, it's one of the things we're going to discuss when we get into those Bar Mekomos. Why do you require minyan? Is it because of Davar Shebikdusha? Is it because of La Borach Ara? We'll get back to it. But the point is, not so much because of the first explanation that you keep, you know, you're in a loop and you keep reenacting the wedding, but maybe because even under the chuppah, right, those brachos are the brachos of after the chuppah, of Shevach V'Hoda. Right. If you distinguish, or if you consider distinguishing, so then what you're saying is that there are two dinim, and that maybe the role and function of the brachos are different too. Under the chuppah, they play one role, and they have one status, and afterwards a different status. Then it's much less obvious that you can bring a riot. Doesn't mean you can't. It still may be true that there's enough common denominator. I'm just pointing out that the Gemara here, by bringing a raya from Vayikach Hasar Nashim Bizikne Ha'ir, wasn't talking about, presumably, what happened afterwards. It's talking about the main event. So there's a link, and the Gemara previously is definitely talking about what happens also afterwards. So that may be one of the reasons, maybe, that this isn't the best raya, although there are probably other reasons for that too, right? Including, as Tosas discusses, whether or not she wasn't really an Amana, she was really a Gioris, she was a Ba'ula, you know, but is that really the same thing? And, you know, what really is going on? It's not a typical marriage, you know, either. Yeah, you had a question?
The Gemara on the bottom of Zayim and Aleph, that was Mechalek between Yom Rishon and
the Shemesh and Yom Rishon doesn't mean the Chuppah, though, presumably. Pashtus is that it means, and we'll discuss that, but Pashtus is that it means after the Chuppah, Yom Rishon. So that's, that would, it had meant, had Yom Rishon meant the Chuppah, you know, that would be an important distinction. But at least the way most of Sharnam understand it, it's not so. Now, it is very legitimate to raise the question whether or not the Hagdara of Yom Rishon for Almana is the same as the Hagdara of Yom Rishon or Tchilas Shivas Me'amishta for everybody else. That's a very important question. In other words, even assuming that it's post-Chuppah, what the relationship is between Yom Rishon of Alman V'Almana and Yom Rishon through 7, let's say, of everybody else is an interesting question in some of the issues that we're going to talk about. Hard to pin that question down, but conceptually it's a very legitimate question. If all you have is Yom Rishon, then maybe we define it and it has, you know, different, you know, rules than other Yom Rishons, you know, never mind, you know, the 7. Is the 7 of Bachor and Basula the same as the 1 of Alma and B'Almana? Both in terms of the timing issues and in terms of even the content of the bracha, something which we'll get back to. We're going to try to show. Hopefully, we'll get to that today. If not, we'll polish it off on Sunday. But there may even be differences in what bracha you make between Alma Almana V'Yom Rishon, not under the chuppah, after the chuppah. So that's something to think about. Anyways, this is a big question, and we're going to get back to it. Let's throw out some issues and we'll pursue them more. But this question of the relationship between under the chuppah, the brachos under the chuppah, not, is basically what we started talking about and what I want to continue with as soon as we just run through the Shaka Vitaria in the Rambam, meaning that the fact that the Rambam chose to break up his treatment of the topics, even though the Gemara here seems to integrate that treatment, and this is a great example of it. Because of this line in the Gemara and what we just pointed out, the Rambam is even more striking, right? Either way, the Gemara deals both with the brachos under the chuppah and everything after in this little section in Ksuvos. The Rambam split it up in terms of Hilchos Brachos and Hilchos Ishus. We'll see soon. The Rambam even split up the post-Ishus issues between bracha and simcha, right? Dinei simcha, catalog it in a minute, are dealt with in Perek Yud Hilchos Ishus. Dinei brachos for Shivas Mevishnah are dealt with in Perek Beis of Hilchos Brachos. And the question, of course, is why? Are there other differences that can be explained in this, on this basis? And is there a consistent pattern in the Rambam? Okay. In addition, I mentioned already the Raivin and Tzvimdeim, right, who says that, Birchas Chasanim are Birchas Shevach Vahodah, because, under the Chuppah, because otherwise, how could they exist afterwards? Right. So again, this is a link. You might say, maybe they play to a different function, right? That's one answer to the Ravid. Maybe that's the point in the Rambam. Or, although we can be sympathetic with where the Ravid's coming from, certainly. Or, if you want to think that it's a loop and it's a reenactment, what you might say is, yeah, it's true, we say them afterwards, but that doesn't prove that Shavach Lahodah. That just proves that we're still celebrating and we're still watching the video, right? It is one, but it's one because it's all Birchas HaMitzvah or something like that, not because it's all Birchas Shevach Vahodah. Okay. Anyways, the Or Zeruah also seems to take a stand on this part of the issue, as well as other Rishonim in this linkage. But this is a very important issue, a very important question. It's going to come up in terms of, whether or not you can, you have to have a flow from one into the other, possibly, right? That's the topic of Avalip Chalo, if you remember, right? The discussion of the Rif and the Bahag and the Re Barceloni, against the critique of the Rush, right? They said that if it's not Aviv Shalchasa and Niva Shalkala, that the Ipchalo means not the way most Rishonim understand it, which is do the take care of the Kvura, take care of the Shiva, and then you do at some point after. We're not sure within Shloshim Yom or after, right? The Chuppah, the Bilas Mitzvah, and the Shiva Smei Mishta. Rather, the Chiddush of the Rif, the Bahag, the Re Barceloni was that you do the chuppah, you do the bias mitzvah, but then you do the shiva simei avelus, and then you do shiva simei hamishta. And we're not sure what the Rush's objection was, but it sounds like it may have been, there's a 50% chance that what the Rush was saying was you need to connect the chuppah and the shiva simei hamishta. You can't separate them like that. Now again, I'm not saying that these questions are necessarily hobahotalia, but they certainly are parallel. In other words, is it conceivable that Shiva Simei Mishta is a reenactment mostly, or is the overflow of the Simcha from the Chuppah, which is different than reenactment, but both of which emphasize a connection to the Chuppah itself, albeit for different reasons, and still you might be able to come back to that in a case where you had no choice, even when there's a time gap? The answer is certainly yes. In the other direction, is it possible that even if you hold that there is a total dichotomy between the chuppah and the shiva simei mishta or the brachos, etc., meaning they are two different mechayvim, But still, there may be the need for tsiruf and contiguity there. It's the next phase. And if you, you know, something can interrupt from one phase to the other and ruin the ability to do phase number two. Meaning, could you hold like the Rambam and still, well, the Rambam does disagree with the Rif and the Bahag and the Re Barzilloni. We just don't know if that's the reason that he disagrees or he doesn't think that there's any reason, you know, not to just operate in the other way. So my point is you don't have to say these issues are Chuppah Atalia, but it belongs on the list, certainly, of the relationship between Chuppah and Shiva Simei Hamishta. It certainly belongs on that list. Panim Chadash, just one more second. Panim Chadashos is another issue which we're going to talk about. And again, where it's not Chuppah Atalia necessarily, but it is, you know, suggestive. In other words, if you need Panim Chadashos during Shiva Simei Hamishta, right, the question is twofold. Number one, threefold. Okay. Number one, well, with Panim Chadashos, it's twofold. Number one, do you need Panim Chadashos on the first day or for the continuation, you know, after, or is that its own Panim Chadashos? Is that a new experience and the first experience? And, or, there are two ways to look at it. The Panim Chadashos who were there at the Chuppah, by definition, right, is the you know, first Seuda at least just a continuation of that. So you might make the point, you might suggest that you don't need Panim Chadashos for the first Seuda because it is a new experience and a new dimension. And what happened previously at the Chuppah is just irrelevant, right? Or you might say that, you know, no, it's the opposite. You do need Panim Chadashos, right? Because these are two totally different experiences, basically, two different b'chayvin. Maybe that's one of the reasons that you need Panim Chadashos Zdapka to justify the reenactment. So this whole question, whether you need Panim Chadashos for Suda Rishona, is again a question that seems to be related to this relationship. How you'll define Panim Chadashos also. In other words, Panim Chadashos means who is at the, you know, who's been involved in the Shiva Simei Hamishta previously, or it's dafka defined by who wasn't at the Chuppah. Right? That's going to be another issue. Another issue is going to be a debate that I, you know, alluded to. And that is, when do Shiva Simei Hamishta begin? More importantly, when do they end? And this is a hard question. Halacha l'maisa, maisim she'em b'chol, you know, chasano practically. You know, you have this question. Not all, I mean, 30% anyway. In other words, if you get the chuppah in just before Shkia, right, but the Seuda really only begins afterwards, so when does the Shiva Simei Hamishta le'inin sheva brachos, when does it end? Right? So if you count in terms of the chuppah, right, so you lose a day. Let's say you have a Sunday wedding. Let's say you get the chuppah in while it's Sunday, and the Seuda only begins Monday. So if you count from the Seuda, right, then you're finished on then the Shiva Simei Hamishta start Sunday, and then they're over at the Motzai Shabbos, right? But if you hold that Shiva Simei Hamishta, right, are independent, and they begin with the first Seuda, right, then you have the next Sunday as well. So this is a major debate in the Rishonim. There are some people who weigh in. The Rosh and Atshuva, basically the Rosh and Rabbeinu Rucham were talking about situations where Chassan and Kala were traveling. Right, in particular. That's another, you know, time when this comes up. So let's say, you know, there's some travel time and therefore the extra day really matters. So the Rosh in a Tshuva, I think Simon Chav Gimel or Klal Chav Gimel, I have the Eben Ezra here actually. And this is quoted by the Shulchan Aruch. Here in Simon Samach. Says that everything begins at the time of the chuppah. That works nicely, by the way, with the Rush. Again, I'm not saying that's Rav Hatalia, as I said before, but the Rush didn't like the rift that you can split the chuppah right from the Shivas Imei Mishnah. So maybe those are consistent. Right here in Siman Samach Beis, see if Zion. Sifa. Okay, thank you. Yeah. Ad kam mevarchen bracha zu. Our issue. Imaya amad shenas almano mevarchen osa biyom rishon. Bilbad. Im bachar shenas almano amad shenas besula. Varchen osa kol zayin yamei mishnah. And then the Ramah. The elu zayin yamim matchilin miyad l'achar zayin brachos shabirich barishon. Shuvas harash. Klal. It should be chav gimel. What's that?
Chavav.
Chava?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. So the Rabbeinu Yerucham, right, seems to disagree, as far as we can tell. And the Chelkas Mechokek here in Sipkatan Zayin says Lafuke Shalonomar Sheatchilu Zayin Imei Mishta Meachilu Rishona Ayn Sham Klal Chava. Sorry. The Ayn Mashakasa Beis Yosef B'Shem Rabbeinu Yerucham in the Shta Zman Ruba B'Derech the Mashma the Lokachuvas Arash. Okay, it's an interesting other issue. Piskei Tshuva here has an interesting discussion. One second. Ayin Chelkas Mechokek, this is Sifkat Yud Beis. Lafuke Shelo Nomar Sheyatchilu Meachilu Rishona. Ayin Tshuvas Knesses Yecheskel Nishal Im Lachshov Ha. Hani shivas yamim me'es la'es. Dima yachupa biyom dalid achar chatzos mevarchin zayin brachos gam biyom dalid hasheni kodem chatzos udarminim gam b'ze miktas hayom kikula. This is a very interesting issue, right? Whether zayin yamei brachos is me'es la'es, right? Or it depends on the yom. Of course, that's a very symbolically, it's a tkufa of time, basically, or it goes by yamin. Right? When we say mixas ayom, always kakula. If it's a chalos, if it's like a yom tov, didei v'dida, it certainly sounds like it shouldn't be meis leis. Right? It should depend on the chalos ayom. It's a week. If it's a question of the aftermath of the chuppah, and it's just a time duration, right? It lasts, you know, the video. It's like, you know, you rent a, you rent the video, and you have how many hours? Like 24 hours or 48 hours, or you want for a week? So it's meis leis, right? I don't know. Is it meis leis? It's certainly not mitzvah yom kikula.
Could that be being Matthew
Moody? What's that?
Being Matthew Moody?
No. I'm just telling you that there's about the phenomenon.
Right.
I mentioned yesterday I was talking about the Google and the
right, but that shouldn't be taken as that.
Right, it doesn't mean that I'm endorsing one position or another. I'm just talking about what exists out there. The point is that when you talk about a time duration, right, so you're always talking about meis leis, right? You're talking about 24/7. You have to multiply the hours, right? So what is it, 168 hours. So right, that's when it fades, or you have that many amounts of reruns, I guess. But if it's a din in Shivas Imei Mishnah, so then it should be not meis leis, it should be miktas yom kikulo, or it should be by the regular day. The herich bazeh, right? Umasik, the ein mokom klal lomar dazina baser meis leis. El diesh lchalik velomar da hadin nechlak l'shnei ofanim. Okay. The one where the minug is after the chuppah to have the suda right away. He says he wants to be chalik between Germany and Poland. It's a very interesting tshuva, but I'm not quite sure why you should, why that should matter so much. I guess he's basically saying that maybe it depends on how people manage the relationship, how they view the relationship between Shivas Yimei Hamishta and the chuppah, which is fascinating. Okay. Then he says, the Al Tishiveni Mitshuvas Arash, this is the Knesset Yecheskel speaking, after he wanted to make that chiluk between klal chuppa. The mashma hatchala zayin yimei hachuppa min hachuppa. Hasam shiny the ikar pilpul shalo bimnosim lamakamakar ma'akvim yoma yomayim. So he thinks that the Tshuvas HaRosh only is in a case where there's some traveling. You go to Los Angeles in the middle, or you go to Eretz Yisrael in the middle. Right? So you lose a couple of days. So then the question is, you know, you're too, you know, and it's ironic. In other words, you might have thought if there's an issue of travel, so that would be more reason, since you're more distant from the chuppah and you didn't have a continuity, so maybe that's more reason to think that there's a greater independence of the Shivas Mamishta. The Knesset Yecheskel is assuming the opposite. In other words, as long as you start pretty much after, then there's no reason not to have Shivas Yimei Mishta be independent, since it's Mitzurah to the Chuppah. But if it's two not Mitzurah to the Chuppah, then the Chuppah is going to be Kobeya in its own right. Very interesting. Anyways. Mibur Midvarav Shadaitu Pshitas Tachashvinan Miachilo Rishona. But says the Pitzkei Tshuva, the Tema Shelo Hiskir Divrei Achkal Kasmachoke Kanal Shehu Lenegdo V'chei Mashma Mashmaut Lashon Harama Gam B'Sidra Hagon Milisa, meaning the Nesivas Kosav Dezayin Yimei Hamishta V'chei Gimel Shel Amana Matkilin Tekev Achar Zayin Bracha Shebircho B'Shas HaKupa Shemutarn Lisyache Yav Shelo Nisyachto Adayin Ayin Shav. Okay. Then he talks about again the question of Mesla Ace, and so on. Okay. Basically, you can look it up. The point I'm trying to make is that this is a very critical question. And it's a little complex, but there could be different factors, as you see already in the Pisei Tshuva. But how you define Zayin Yamin, whether it's determined by the Chuppah, and the various variables that may also go into that, including the question of Meisvetz. How you define Panim Chadashos, whether you need Panim Chadashos, right? Whether or not, how far you'll push to have contiguity between the Chuppah and the Zayin Yimei Mishta, whether it's in terms of travel or Avalit Chalo, the pattern in all these questions, though you might be Mechalik between them, is the question that the Tmim Deim and the Rambam and others seem to be, relating to. And that is, to what extent, even though the Nusach HaBracha mostly seems to be identical under the Chuppah and for the rest of the days, right, is it possible that we're dealing, you know, despite that overlap, with two Mechayivim? If not, and we're dealing with one Mechayiv, so again, is that because we keep reenacting the wedding, or is that because, and it still therefore could be a kind of Birchas HaMitzvah or something else that we'll discuss, or is it because Mide Shivas Yimei HaMishta Achar HaChuppah Nishma Le Birchas HaChuppah or Birchas Chasanim Tachas HaChuppah? Okay. Should we be calling, you know, I don't mean this to be orthodox linguistically, but you know, but just as a way of looking at it, should we be speaking about, you know, Birchas HaChuppah, you know, and Birchas Chasanim Shivas Yimei HaMishta, as if they're, you know, despite the overlap, two different things, or not? And then, of course, thrown into the mix is the question of how we look at Yimei Simcha, in addition to the other. So this Raya, just briefly, deepens this question. Let's continue quickly. Shmuel? Rebbe Avo Me'omer Me'acha. Good. Why is that? What does that have to do with Chuppah? At least Boaz and Rus, we understood because of our Tanakh, our extensive knowledge of Tanakh. You know what was going on there with the Geula and that's a kind of a Yibum or an Ishus. Further, that's the Ishus or the Chuppah or something. Okay, but what's going on with B'makelus Berchalokim Hashem Mekar Yisrael? What's the point there? What's the limud? Mi Makor Yisrael, Iske Makor, right? Nisuin is called Iske Makor, according to this pasuk. That's important. We'll get back to it. Keep going, and therefore you need a makelos. You need a minion. Rav Nachman. Yeah.
Ubrin.
Yeah. Ubar. Yeah. Right. So you have to pay attention to this. It could be on the Bechina. Yeah, go ahead.
Even the fetus is in the mother's stomach, it's her shira.
Yeah.
The Idach? In pain, lame of cry, he bethes.
My mimakor, Aliske Makor. Okay. Good. Rabbavo.
Yeah, I cry, not in my darsh, okay? We find the midrash, Amoni
Well, Sagi the Lab's Kainim.
Right.
I mean, you don't need, do you need,
Kainim.
You just need a minion.
Right.
So that's a very interesting point. Okay, the Idach. So why do you need 10?
Right.
The word says in.
Milsa.
The Farsume Milsa. You have to get that psak out. Go ahead. Ukdama Lishmuel. Now we're not going to get into that. Okay, keep going very quickly because I just want to get through. Yeah, so also I have to give you Mar Makomos for Yehuda, or the Minhag Yehuda we talked about a little bit, but to remind me on Sunday I'll give you also some things to look at for that. What went on in Yehuda exactly, and what is the significance of it? Go ahead. Yipnei, Shemisyached Ima. Yeah. And the question is, only Misyached, or was also Maisabia, and what was it exactly? Tanya Yidach.
Okay.
Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Yeah, so that we've discussed. Okay, Rabacha Berei de Rabba. And there's some girsos just Mekadesh Yisrael. Okay, Mandalo Chasim Midi to have a Birchas Peros. We have Birchas Mitzvos. Kiddush, maybe we'll speak a little bit about that. I think we did speak about it though when we discussed Birchas Eirsin. Okay, so Birchas Eirsin we're mostly going to, skip because we didn't. Okay, go ahead. Tanrabanan. Oh, so here's the first time that we hear this institution of Panim Chadashos. We need to define that. What is it exactly? Right? And of course, this is part of the question, whether or not we're dealing with a Birchas HaMitzvah, or at least a reenactment of a Birchas HaMitzvah, or it's Shevach V'Hodah, or it's a Matir. Right? Why do you need, and what the contribution is made by Panim Chadashos? We list of that too. Go ahead. My Mevarech. Right. So we have here clearly, the brachos that are made during the week. Right? And the Gemara says, "Behu Shabo Panim Chadashos." It sounds in this from this Gemara as if that is the norm. Right? Mevarchim Birchas Chasan Basara, Kol Shiva, Behu Shabo Panim Chadashos means, sounds like, that the norm of saying Birch Brachos Kol Shiva is only in the context of Panim Chadashos. If you only had this Gemara, you would think that without Panim Chadashos, during the Shivas Me Mishnah, there are no Brachos at all. The only thing that justifies Brachos during this week is our Panim Chadashos. That is the standard din of Sheva Brachos. Correct? That's the impression that you get from this line in the Gemara. Keep going. And then the Gemara lists what those Brachos are. Again, the impression being that is the typical experience of I'm saying this for a reason. You'll hear in one more minute when the other shoe drops. Right? That's a typical experience of Brachos and Shivas Me Mishnah. Go ahead. Where are we up to? Now, of course, when we read through the Brachos, we have to think about, maybe we'll spend a little bit of time also at some point just discussing some of the themes, because they're very important. And there are different debates about what they are, and they also... Oh, I never got back to Hanan's question. Go ahead.
I was just saying regarding the relationship between Shivas Me Mishnah and Chuppah. So, the Yerushalmi was showing that Moshe Tibet, Shivas Me Mishnah, said it polished up immediately. It says it didn't make any of the comment for Al-Hanos. And then it says, nevertheless, that it brings from Boaz, the story, and then is in the portion there, is this telling you that she still needs Birchas Kasanim, or that there's Yom Echad?
Yeah, exactly. Excellent.
That's one day of Mishnah.
Yeah.
So the thing which says is one day of Mishnah, meaning that he's a... Again,
and that sounds like it's separate from the Takan of Moshe Rabbeinu,
right,
which we'll get to in our Almon Ve'Almonot issue in a minute.
It's also learning from the Pasuk, from the Pasuk, again, from Boaz, that it's for Almonot, that it's one admission, not just the Birchas Hasan, but the Carbonate, at least, see, it sounds like, I think more there is just saying that's something that they're Birchas Hasan.
The Chuppah.
The Chuppah, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so that's very good. I was going to bring that in later, but I appreciate that to be brought in now. So once again, you have this question, which of these it is. There's an additional element too, and that is the differences. It goes to the question that you asked. What's your name?
Josh.
So it goes to the question of how different Almon V'Almona also is going to be as like a different qualitative category, if it's different qualitatively. I mentioned there might be different content to the bracha. This Yerushalmi and these two interpretations are also part of that presentation. So we'll get back to that, but very good. Excellent. Okay, when you go through these brachos, you see immediately that, and we're familiar, we all have gone to weddings, but of course you see immediately that the last one stands out, right? Because it starts with, it's Poseach Bevarach, and it's Chosei Bevarach, and it's much longer and more multi-themed than any of the others. Go ahead, right? Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaMelech Shem Baras Hasan V'Simcha, Hasan V'Kala, Gila Rina Ditzah V'Chedva, Ava V'Yachvah Shalom Areus. Go ahead. Also that nusach, very similar to the one before, but with an important little difference, which we'll also get back to. Keep going. Levi Ikla Lebe Rebbe, Behilule, Rav Shim Berei, was invited to his son's wedding. Yeah. Ravasi Ikla Lebe Ravashi, Gulele Demar Berein, Baruch Shis. So you make five brachos or six brachos, right? Go ahead. Lema b'hakamifligi. Right. Do we make two yotzer adams or not? Right. Yeah. And what's that all about? Because Gemara explains, ki hadrav yuda. Why would you ever go basar machshava and not basar maisa? What's the answer, Shmuel? Well, before we get to that, but you know, why would you go Basar Makshava and not Basar Maisa? I mean, what are we really talking about? Shua. I mean, we didn't do Basar Makshava was a Makshava, right?
Halloween is that important?
Exactly. Excellent. And what do we? What exactly? Just if you could elaborate a little more. Meaning, the machshava here, you know, is not something which was discarded. I mean, lemaisa, there was one yitzira, but the conceptually, again, the idea of there being two dimensions, let's say, to yitzira, is something that we still want to emphasize, right? Even though, in fact, you know, things worked out a little bit differently. This goes to issues that we talked about earlier in the year. Keep going. Yeah, so the question is, what happened? Yeah, so this, of course, goes to the whole question of do partzufin, and we talked earlier in the year about the Ramban al Torah and the Hakdama of the Ravid in Bali and Nefesh, right? This idea that again, dependence, independence, Ezer Kenegdo, Vidavak Beishto, right? Chasan Vikala, Chasan Imakala. This is all very connected. Meaning, you know, again, he's supposed to be finding, you know, the perfect person who completes him and who is destined for him, right? So, you know, there's the methodology, which is, you know, that there are two, and the conceptual ideal, you know, of du partzufim, of one, right? Both of these elements are critical, right? And of course, this is the trick, not the trick, the challenge, and also the, you know, the ideal of every zivug, right, is to try to figure out, you know, the balance of those two things. So this is basically what the Gemara is alluding to here, and Psukim are alluding to. In the creation process, there already was the Rabbonu Shel Olam on the Machshava level, and the Maisa level, and the Du Partzufim, and the Lo Tova Yos Adam Levado, and the Vidavak, and all of this. Again, we'll have a chance to elaborate more when we go into each of the details of some of the brachos, but, you know, all of this is what we're trying to capture. Yeah. Itamar?
In the simple implication of Gemara that Olam Machshava was that to be Horish Chaim, and later was to be actually created Nephilim?
Yeah.
Not that the Basar Machshava is not going back to the idea of the parts of Basar Machshava, Leon is saying that there'd be two separate realms. Two separate.
Right. We want there to be, again, the what we said was that the actual creation was Du Partzufim, right? One. And then it was split.
And all of Machshava, though, is
to create two to begin with.
Right,
so we didn't do the two to begin with, and instead we did... But what I'm saying is that there's a... I'm not taking sides. I'm saying each theme is important. The idea of creating two is to build in the kinegdo part, the independent part. The idea, that's something that continues to be a factor, and that was reflected in the splitting of the Du Partzufim. The decision to go Du Partzufim, right, is to, so that there would be, that's what the Ramban and the Ravid are saying. The fact that there was an initial Du Partzufim gives this, instinctive bond, you know, that the people are feel completed, you know, one by the other. Right?
The Olam
Machshava is to create two distinctive people.
Right.
So in the end, the Rabbonu Shel Olam, that's that theme, that's what we end up doing if we take two Yetziros, because what we're saying is we want each person to contribute. We don't want each one to be a clone of the other. And we don't want them to be...
We're not highlighting the independent stature.
We're highlighting the independence notwithstanding the dependence. Because we're not denying the Maisa, we're saying, oh, given the Maisa, the Machshava, right, is something that we still consider to be a critical theme.
It's just a little peculiar that at the chuppah,
right,
at the time of the wedding, would be emphasizing the independence rather than
the... Also the independence. I mean, we're saying both, right? We're saying, you do until the final bracha. Well, again, this will be part of the vort, but, you know, the second to last bracha, you know, which is where you are, I guess, until you hit the final bracha, is saying b'sameach chasan, right, v'chala, right, and it's only in the final bracha when I'm a little bit ahead of myself, but it's only in the final bracha where you have integrated the first six that you're finally saying b'sameach chasan imakal. So adafka under the chuppah, where everybody is, you know, at a pitch of simcha because of the integration, right? Maybe need to dafka overcompensate at that moment to emphasize that we don't want people to be clones and we don't want them to lose their individuality. We want that, you know, that this union should bring out the best in each of them. And then in the final point, what we're saying is, you know, by bringing out the best in each of them, you're really creating the you know, most ambitious integration of both of them, and that's the purpose too. That's how I would say it. So it is the Olam HaMachshava is a chiddush, and it's the chiddush that you need to emphasize in this context. But in the end of the day, you're not picking this over the other one. You're saying this is the best method, you know, of accomplishing both. So the Olam HaMachshava was important. What he did at the end was important. Both things, creating Du Partzufim and then splitting them up, and in the context of Chasan Vekala, you're giving expression to all of these things, to the Ezer, to the Kenegdo, to the Ezer Kenegdo, you know, to Vedavak Vishto, but one which is based on, it's a greater Vedavak when they do it voluntarily, you know, in the end, you know, but it's kind of built into the process. That's I think what's happening. Anyways, let's continue for a moment. Go ahead. We're almost at the end of the. Oh, 1 second. So Ravashi ikla levei Rav Kahana. Go ahead. Now the first day of Pashtus is again not under the chuppah, right? After the chuppah. So Yom Kama Baruch Kulo Mikan De'elach. Oh, so this is very crucial. This is what I meant about the other shoe dropping, in the sense that originally the Gemara's impression was that during Shivas Me'amishta, right, it's all or nothing, and that the default is the all. You know, and Nebuch, if you can't find Panim Chadashos, then you're going to do the nothing, right? But it's there's only one configuration of brachos, and that is all of them when you have panim chadashos. All of a sudden, the Gemara reveals something else. You know, it's a good thing that that Rav Ashi went to, you know, to visit Rav Kahana, right? So Yom Kama Baruch Kulu Mikan Ve'elach Iika panim chadashos Baruch Kulu Ilo Afushe Simcha Be'almahu. Okay. Now, Fushe Simcha B'Alma needs to be discussed. That's where we'll discuss it more. We talk about Asher Bara and Shasimcha B'Mono. Is a Fushe Simcha B'Alma, the B'Alma part, sounds like, you know, it's new, right? Oh, yeah, it's, you know, it's Ribui Simcha, you know, but that sounds like it's a consolation prize. What I'm going to try to show is that for some Rishonim, that's exactly what it is, and for other Rishonim, it's not. There are several questions to ask here. Is this a second best or not? Number two, or maybe the Afushe Simcha is what you really want, and that's ambitious. Bialma just means the typical one. Now, Bialma is like, you know, yawning, or just there are no unusual circumstances, and therefore you have Afushe Simcha, which is what Shivas Me'amishta is supposed to be about. Number two, we have in the Gemara previously, right, the Gemara that we still have to pin down more, and that is there's something called Simcha, there's something called Bracha. Right? Here you have kind of a, linguistically, the Gemara is using the expression simcha, you know, for a limited application of bracha. Right? Shasimcha b'mono and asher bara. So, for example, when the Gemara says, you know, alman shenasa almana, echad l'bracha, the gimel l'simcha, does that mean asher bara and shasimcha b'mono? Right? Even with Panim Chadashos, I mean. Or no, don't, this isn't Torah Shebichsav, right? So, you know, we're not making, we shouldn't be so medayik in the language. As we'll see, that's, if you, I'm sure you already have seen, that's part of the discussion in the Rishonim. Right? What is included in Simcha? What about Shasimcha B'mono? What about Asher Bara? Right? What is it? Does it only mean Malacha? In general, what does this Gemara tell us about the, you know, separate status of Shasimcha B'mono and Asher Bara, and about linking the two? Do they always go together with Afushe Simcha B'Alma? Okay, so a lot of questions raised by this line in the Gemara. But for our purposes now, let's just zero in on the most important for us at the moment, and that is, oh, so there's a Shivas Me'amishta in which there's only Asher Bara and Shasimcha B'mono. Let's drop the Shasimcha B'mono for a moment. There's only Asher Bara. So how do we look at that? Well, in light of the previous Gemara, I think our tendency still, you know, would be to look at it, and this is definitely the way the world at large looks at it, and that is okay, meaning this is still second best. This is still the exception, not the rule. Namely, if you can't get Panim Chadashos, we thought before that you have zero, right? And now we're finding out there's a consolation prize. You can do Asher Bara. But that's not the default, and that's not typical, and that's not ideal, right? The Pashtus. Or no? Does this Gemara force us or allow us to completely reassess the previous Gemara? Okay, so I'm going to get back to that in a minute as soon as we finish the Shaka Vatarya. It's highlighted for a little bit further also by the continuation. Yeah, Shmuel, what do you want
to
ask?
Just to go back on that first part, the Tosafot, like, on the Chazak, he talks about the purpose of Marish from Simcha.
Yeah, yeah, excellent. Exactly. One of the issues in Panim Chadashos, which we still have to discuss extensively, there's a lot of overlap between these topics, is what is Panim Chadashos, right? Maybe Panim Chadashos is just a way of Afushe Simcha. And maybe that's why Shabbos and Yom Tov and, you know, maybe even Purim, Shalashudas, right? All sorts of questions. You have to Sheni, you know, what can substitute for the people or not? So good, 100%. We're going to get back to Afushe Simcha. The next line of the Gemara, Ilo Afushe Simcha Mi'almahu, and then the Gemara says, go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have to pin this down more, but it turns out, what's the Gemara saying that's also remarkable, that Shasimcha B'mono can take place for 30 days. It goes beyond the 7, it goes beyond the 30 to a year. Right? So, again, the idea that Shasimcha B'mono is going to, you know, represent, you know, Birchas Chasanim in any significant and serious way seems to be compromised by its expansiveness. Right? If we somehow think that Shasimcha B'mono is a Birchas Chasanim of some sort, right? It's not under the chuppah, clearly. It's connected to the Zimun, as we know. So, what are the implications of that? But either way, we're going to have to integrate that with this new information that you might have up to 30 days, that you have up to 30 days, lo machmas hilula, and machmas hilula up to a year to say Shasimcha B'mono. Okay. And it also raises the question about the relationship to Asher Bara. Because the Gemara doesn't say that about Asher Bara, but previously the Gemara said that Asher Bara, like Shasimcha B'mono, is Afushe Simcha. So can that go for Shloshim Yom? And what will that say about it? All questions which we're going to answer in good time. Now we go in the other direction. Can you ever start earlier? Da'asinta, right? Which means what? According to Rashi? 2 days in Rashi? Right, well, Shechar, but you know, preparing the beer. So second day is part of the period of Arivia, you know, a story of Chabon away. Although again, it doesn't prove so much. We never divorce period of Arivia completely, but the more you think that the Chuppah is connected to period of Arivia. And so on, you know, that second day is very nice. The first day means you're start preparing. So can you say Shasimcha B'mono in advance, in preparation? Wow, again, that would seem to dilute its status as, you know, something that is a classic Birchas Chasanim. Maybe. Keep going. And are there any conditions where you actually do this or not? Okay. Yeah. And here there's a machlokas to Mordechai. I'm not going to discuss this because we discussed it way back in the beginning of the year. But, right? Namely, Eirsin here means Kiddushin. Or Eirsin, in which case the Gemara is basically saying that there's no Simcha B'mono Mishas Kiddushin. Or is Eirsin here means Shiduchin? But everybody agrees that in Achanami Mishas Eirsin there is Shasimcha B'mono. Tudeos in the Mordechai. We talked about in terms of whether Eirsin triggers a level of Simcha. Okay, keep going. Shanira Papa. Yeah. He was investing really a lot. He wasn't going to back out. Ravina Yasek Lelebrer of Chaviva. Again, what does this mean? Eirsin or Shuduchin? Amar Kimlib Gavayu. He said, I know he's not a kind of person who's going to welch on the deal. And then, of course, that's exactly what happened. Right? Loestaya milsa v'hadribu. Right? Okay, keep going. Of Tachlifa. Yeah. Of Chaviva ikol lebe mahula. This is very important because it means that Shasimcha B'mono, it's the only time in Shas that Shasimcha b'mono appears outside of Birchas Chasanim. The Gemara said you would have made it at a Bris Mila, but we don't. Why? Yeah, because it's already new. So there's a double issue here. One is an issue in Hilchos Bris Mila. You know, Bris Mila, we say, what's the pasuk we speak about in terms of Bris Mila? Sos Anochi Alim Rasecha Kimotzi Shalol Rav. Right? The first of Bris Mila. So the question is, do you say a Shechianu or a Bris Mila? Ah. Do you? Anybody here?
Usually don't.
We have fathers of children here, but not necessarily of male children. So,
there is such a
the machlokas were shown, right? So part of the discussion, whether or not you say whether you say shachianu at a bris, is we'll discuss this. The Gemara says that you should have, but you don't say shasimcha b'mono because of tzara the yanuka. Is there a difference between tzara the yanuka's impact on shasimcha b'mono and on shachianu? And if so, what does that say about both? So there's a bris mila. Is there simcha, and what kind of simcha in a bris mila, given that it's kimotze shalol rav and it's sasanochi al imrasecha? Right? Are there different levels of simcha? We're going to discuss it. Simcha sagabra, simcha sachefza. We'll discuss it. The second question, of course, is regarding shasimcha b'mono. Because the more shasimcha b'mono can be exported or is a universal birchas hasimcha in principle, right, the less likely it is that it's an appropriate representation of birchas chasani. Unless you take the view which I'm going to try to prove, which is that a lot of the mefarshim and rishonim think that shasimcha b'mono is a chameleon. Okay, by which I mean that Shasimcha b'mono integrates into its environment. That's what Simcha b'mono is. It is what its context or framework makes it. Okay. If you don't say that, then the expansiveness of it to Bris Mila, what about a pidgin aben? Do you say Shasimcha b'mono on a pidgin aben? Okay, we'll discuss it, but that's a machlokes. What about at a siyum? That's the Amshel Shlomo I was referring to. The Amshel Shlomo, I mentioned in the past, said that in his opinion, if it was up to just him, you know, but then he got, you know, cold feet because of, you know, events beyond his control. Ashgachadik, you know, he was like a little bit like the Gra in the Birchas Kohanim story. So basically, he said if it was up to him, the single, very inspirational, most mechayiv of Shasimcha b'mono would be a seer. That's the Yamsha Shlom. Very beautiful Yamsha Shlom. We'll talk about it. Anyways, okay. So these are very relevant questions. Keep going. Om Rav Nachman, Om Rav. Okay. Yeah, keep going. Just a little more. Rav Tanu Palik. Yep. That's what we're talking about. Kikom Rav Yochanan the Shura. Okay. Go ahead. Okay, you know, we'll leave the Shura part for now. Let's leave that here for now. Stop. Okay. So, this is a very important Gemara to know. So let's go back now to our, now that we've read the Gemara and we've raised certain questions, so let's go back to what we left off with the other day, and then we'll go back to whatever time we have, start to pin down Almon Gamana too. So what we left off the other day is we were trying to figure out Birchas Chasani, right, under the Chuppah. They come before or after the Chuppah. So we noted already that the Ran in Psachim and most Rishonim, Raivid and Tzvindayim, others are of the opinion that it should come afterwards, because it's Birchas Shavach B'Hodah. Some of them bring a Raya from the fact that they are Birchas Chasanim after as well. I just pointed out that that doesn't prove anything if you think we're dealing with reenactment. As it happens, the Ran in Psachim thinks that these are Birchas Shavach V'Hodah. He also thinks in Ksuvos that they're reenactments. There's no stira in that either. All I'm saying is, if it was a Birchas HaMitzvah or something more related to the Chuppah itself, which would make it appropriate to take place beforehand, you could still explain the Birchas Chasanim after the Chuppah during the Shivas V'Mishta in one of two ways. Either by saying we're dealing with different Mechayvim, right, notwithstanding the seeming overlap, which we're going to discuss more in a minute, especially to the Rambam, or by saying, like the Ran, that we're dealing with reenactment, right? It's a video, basically. Okay. Now, why is that justified? That's a different question. Obviously, the Simcha of Chasam Bekal is so great, and sharing it with other people is so important. There's a lot of evidence that, you know, the celebration of Chasam Bekal is Klal Yisrael's celebration. Okay, we'll talk about that too, including the first of the brachos, Shakol Baral Chvodo, which is Asif HaSa'am, and many other indications as well. It's Kibona Achas Mechurvos Yerushalayim, because every couple that gets married is a binyan of Klal Yisrael. Anyway, there's a lot of evidence of that idea. So there may be, you know, reasons to justify how you could even, you know, keep repeating Birchas HaMitzvah in a way, if it was a Birchas HaMitzvah, as a reenactment, you know, in the presence of Panim Chadashos, other people who haven't experienced what is relevant not only for the Chasan and Kal of their Simcha, their private Simcha, but also the Simcha of Klal Yisrael. Okay. Anyways, either way, the Ran says it's La'achar, he says it's Shevach Behoda, the Ravid, and so on. But the Rambam, as we noted, is before, and everybody is bothered, and there are different perspectives why this should be so. And we already discussed that Beis Yosef says it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, which makes everything that comes after really, really problematic, unless you go this reenactment route, or unless you say there are two completely different dinim, which we're going to get back to. We also just have difficulty, in other words, absorbing the Shita of the Beis Yosef, because the Rambam doesn't describe it that way. He knows how to describe it that way in Erusin when he wants to. He makes it clear that, you know, you can make the bracha afterwards if you need to as well. He makes it clear that if you made the bracha too early, that's okay too. None of the dinim that the Rambam develops work particularly well if you hold this shita, especially when you contrast it to Birchas Erusin. I should also add that the Rambam, as we spoke earlier in the year, just one more second, in Perek Yud HaChasidus, emphasizes, feels the need to emphasize, as he did by Ksuva, but for, you know, that we discussed when we talked about Ksuva, feels the need to emphasize two things. Number one, that the brachos do not substitute for the chuppah. And number two, that the brachos are not ma'akev the chuppah. This is Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. Tzarich levarech Birchas Chasanim veBeis Chasanim Kodem HaNisuin veHein Sheish Brachos veElu Hein. And then in Halacha Daled, im HaYisham Yayin, then Halacha Hey, Ein Mevarchin Birchas Chasanim Ala Vasar Gedolim veChorin Chasam Min HaMinyan HaMa'aris Tzaisha Bircha Birchas Chasanim Velo Nisyach Ein Adayin Arusahi sheEin Birchas Chasanim Osa HaNisuin Ala Kisa LaChupa. Yiritz the kines the chuppah below birch birchas chasanim arizu the suah gemura bechozem mevarach apil acher kamyan. So the Rambam here emphasizes both these things. You would have thought that birchas chasanim would substitute for chuppah, and it doesn't. You might have thought that it's ma'akev suva. I'm sorry, chuppah, and it doesn't. So heichan matzinu that a birchas hamitzvah would ever have that impact. Frankly, a birchas shevach behodah either. An ikuv, I should just also make reference the famous Tosa Rush. Tosa Rush in Brachos Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph notes that if Birchas HaMitzvah had been Doraisa, then maybe it would have been Ma'akev. And that's a controversial position. There he talks about the Bracha of Hafrashas Trubas Maestras. The Tosa Rosh seems to want to suggest that if Birchas HaMitzvah had been Doraisa, then it would be Ma'akev, you know, the Hagdara of Tikkun Tevel as well. And he discusses only the mitzvah struma or even tikkun and Hafkas Hevel, it doesn't matter. It's a famous Tosa Rosh because it's considered to be very controversial. Most of the poskim think that even if Birchas HaMitzvah had been a Chiyuv Daraisa, or in the rare cases where maybe it is, like Birchas HaTorah according to the Ramban, right? Or some people say that the Bracha Vafrashas Trumas Maestras is Dorai. When Rashi in his Perish al Torah, when the Torah says, you know, Velo Shachachti, in the context of Bidui Maestros, so Rashi says, Velo Shachachti Milavarech, you know, Milavarech, Al, you know, Hafrashim. And that's when a lot of the Mefarshim note, and if he had been Shocheach, so what? And they interpret differently than Rashi, that it means, you know, it doesn't mean the Birchas HaMitzvah. Anyways, the point is that that's a very controversial statement. Here the Rambam is considering, or finds it necessary, right, to tell you, A, it's not a substitute, and B, it's not Ma'akeh. And that's just not typical, either for a regular Birchas HaMitzvah, or for a regular Birchas Shevach Vodah. Itamar, that Rambam is coming?
are we excluding the possibility that people like the Beis Yosef that Birchas HaMitzvah Shachach Vodah, that it can be a Birchas HaMitzvah for the duration of Shevach Vodah?
No, I'm saying that could happen. I'm suggesting the only way to justify that, I'm saying if you hold like the Beis Yosef, because either way we have to interpret according to Beis Yosef, even if we don't believe it to be Shitas or Rambam, how did the Beis Yosef understand the Rambam, right? So what I'm suggesting is that there can be, I think there are two valid explanations. One is that it is a Birchas HaMitzvah, and that what happens under the Chuppah and what happens after the Chuppah are Hainu Hach. Then I think you need to invoke the Ran that, you know, this is a rerun. Meaning that you're constantly involved in, it's a video of the wedding. You're reenacting the wedding. When you reenact a wedding, does that give you an excuse to make a bracha levatala of a Birchas HaMitzvah? So that's what I'm saying about, that's what I added about this not only being the personal mitzvah of the chassan and the kala, they're the ones who are being mekayim the mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah which is mitzurefes and shayach to klal Yisrael. So therefore, for people who haven't seen it, they can hear this Birchas HaMitzvah again. If it wasn't a reenactment, but that it wasn't, then it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah.
Maybe it's just a mitzvah with the Rishon, or Shivas Me'a
Mishah. A mitzvah of what? Getting married, they got married.
Then the Nesu'in has the Rishon for
I think you might be mitzurav to it, but it wouldn't be, like, let's say you didn't do it. Let's say you were to ask me a different question. You didn't make the Birchas HaMitzvah, but the Rambam has this sheet, Mash Avar, against the Orzarua. And the question is this like tefillin and tzitzis, you know, for at least the 7 days, or not? Let's say you ask that question, which is the other part of our question, right? Because the Rambam says...
Maybe this is like tefillin and tzitzis, where it's called Yimash and Mash Beishbulim
Avar. Right, 100%. So that's if you didn't make a bracha, though.
That even if you did make...
it'd be there being Mamash Beish.
Right.
You know what, I hear it.
So it's a mitzvah of Shivas and Mishah with duration, and having the Chanam Chadash, so it's being Mamash Beish, where there's like an added...
But you're not the one... But then you'd have to build up, put it this way. I wouldn't dismiss, I think it's an interesting idea, which I hadn't thought of. You just have to build up the Klal Yisrael part more, though. Because in Tefillin, as we know, the person who's being Mamashmi, it's not like your neighbor's being Mamashmi, you're in Tefillin, and therefore you can make a bracha.
And then the point here is that because it has Tony Riot and Seaborn is involved.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Right, and that's also part of Kedas Moshe Yisrael, as we discussed. But what I'm saying is you have to build that up even more. You'd have to say that's true even in terms of the Maisa Mitzvah,
yeah,
and not just the Tziruv to the Chalosa Mitzvah.
Yeah,
I think that that's...
Drisha La'asara.
What?
The Drisha La'asara. The requirement of 10 people for...
Right. What? Well, who says that's because... No, that's part of the Tzibor component.
Right,
but it doesn't mean that it's their mitzvah. It could be that it's still his mitzvah, just that the Tzibor is involved. Right. I'm just saying... Maybe
it's changed by the presence of the people.
It's changed, but the question is it changed enough that it justify him to keep making brachos? So what we have in the mashmash and the other thing.
He's not the one making the brachos anyway. That's part of the.
Okay, good. So let's say this way: either we're dealing with the answer that I'm going to suggest soon, which is that the Rambam holds that the brachos under the chuppah and the brachos after the chuppah for the Rambam are different. And I think the Beis Yosef could live with that as well, meaning Hilchos Brachos versus Hilchos Ishus, so we're going to elaborate that in just a minute. Or we're dealing with the idea of a Berachos HaMitzvah reenactment for the people, right? Which I think, meaning a Ran type idea, which I think works very well. Or if you want to build up the, either way, for that you need to have the Tziruf of the Tzibor, you know, connected as part of this theme. And then again, this is connected to things we already discussed, right? Whether that's, you know, why the halacha is so central here. I think we talked about it then. We'll talk about it then. Shekol Baralich Vodo, the Ptur. That's how some of the Achronim explain the Ptur Tachanun, let's say, during the week of Shiva Simei Mishta, that everybody else, you know, when an Avel comes to Shul, so the Avel doesn't say Tachanun during Shiva Simei Avelus if he doesn't have a minyan in the base of it. In, when a Chassan comes to Shul, everybody doesn't say Tachanun. There are a lot of brayas for this idea. So either way, the reenactment idea requires the Tzibor to be involved as well. The other possibility, if you want to, is what Itamar is suggesting. I just think you need to build up the Tzibor part even more, because generally speaking, the model of Hemshech HaMitzvah that the Rambam has in Tzitzis and Tefillin refers to the Osa Mitzvah, not just to people who are either the framework or even if you say participants, but maybe. Either way, that's regarding the Beis Yosef, and there are many difficulties. The other possibility is it's the Heter Ishel Bala, like the Ran himself says, and as we noted, that seems problematic too, because it becomes a problem of La'achar, although Eli's comment the other day is absolutely in place as well. Namely, is it the first time and the Matir in the process, or is it, you know, you need a Matir and it's like, you know, a Birchas Hanenin, just because you didn't make the bracha yet doesn't mean you shouldn't continue to make a bracha. You need one bracha somewhere. That's a possibility. The idea that the Rambam treats prior to the Ksuva, prior to Chuppah, differently than he treats bracha prior, and he hasn't yet mentioned anything about this connecting to Heter Yichud Ubiya, is again a vote against this particular approach. And you know, the fact that generally speaking, Birchas Shevach v'Hoda'a are after, not prior, is also a vote against it. Oh. But the problem is, if we don't take either of these approaches, we're left with the question, and we're left with another problem as well, and that is that the Rambam defines Panim Chadashos in Hilchos Brachos as based on who was sitting or standing at the chuppah, right? The Rambam says in Perek Beis Hilchos Brachos. Again, brachas u'shemosif v'beis chasanim, he bracha achronim b'shav brachas shol nisuin. Baved v'mamurim b'shar yo'oklin heim she'omdu v'birchas nisuin v'shamu brachos. Im ho yo'oklin acherim shelo shamu v'shas nisuin mevorchin v'shvilon achar birchas amazon zayin brachos k'dar shem vorchin v'shas nisuin hushi asara chasanim min amin. So the Ramach in Hilchos Brachos, so the Pi Sugis Alacha Birchas Chasanim B'Seuda Nitkenu. The Kim Shekein Ein Nachon Sheyiftar Birchas Nisuin Birchas Seuda. Uminagenu Levarich Birchas Chasanim B'Tor Chasuda Atal Pishayu Kol HaKol B'Shasa Nisuin B'Shamu Birchas Chasanim. The Ramach says, I don't understand why Panim Chadashos are required for the first Suda, and I don't understand why it's defined by who was present at the Chuppah. Basically what he's saying is Chuppah Lechud and Birchas Seuda Lechud. U'b'Shabbos B'Shash Yotzei B'Tachneses, that's not for now. Chozer Malson V'Le'adina Tamama. Okay, And why is that Panim Chadasha, the equivalent of Panim Chadasha? So we have some very significant questions in the round. So what I'd like to suggest is very simple. And that is that the what we suggested for the Beis Yosef is fine, or for the Ran. We have ways to perhaps get out of the problem. But I think what's going on in the Rambam is very editorial decision that the Rambam made to split these two things up. As I mentioned before, when it's one sugya, and even in the sugya, it seems like we are overlapping from one to the other. That decision, which was not followed, by the way, by the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, right? I think tips the hand of the Rambam, and is consistent with the view that the gap here is a big one. Aye, but if that's the question, if that's the case, how come the Panim Chadashos is defined by who was at the Chuppah? So here I think there's another Chiddush of the Rambam that is the key to all of this. And that goes back to what we noted when we read the Gemara. First time the Gemara mentions, right, the brachos during Shivat Mishnah, what does it say? Without Panim Chadashos, zero. Then the next time, the impression that we have a qualification, right, Shmuel? Namely, you'll say Asher Barah and Shasimcha Bimona. But the fact that the Gemara quotes Asher Barah and Shasimcha Bimona together and calls it Apushe Simcha Bialma, right, certainly lead, and the original Gemara certainly leads us to the impression that the ideal and the default is Sheva Brachos with Panim Chadashos. Just like you could say Shasimcha B'mono for 30 days and maybe for a year, and Tafushe Simcha B'alma, but yeah, you can say Asher Barah, right, together with Shasimcha B'mono, without the Panim Chadashos as well. That's the impression that you get. And we'll have to follow through whether that's even accurate for other Rishon. But for the Rambam, if you pay close attention, it seems not to be accurate at all. The Rambam read the first Gemara in light of the second Gemara. Again, very clearly, the Rambam says when he quotes the Salacha, "Bebeis Chasanim Mevarchim Birchas Chasanim," right, singular. Achar Dalid Brachos Bechol Suda Suda Sheochlin Sha. The Ein Mevarchim Bracha Zu, singular, right. Lo Avadim. Then Ad Kama Varchinosa, and then he has a sugya of Alman and Almana, which I'm going to get back to in just a minute. But again, Osa, it, not Osan, right? Vimhaya, you know, Bachur Shanasa Almano, Alman Shanasa Vesula, Mevarchinosa, Kol Shiva Sinei Mishne. Bracha Zu, Shemosifen, Beis Chasanim, He Bracha Achrona Mishav, Bracha Shalvisu. And then the Rambam says, "Bemed Rambam Urim b'shay ochlin heim shamdu b'birchas nisuin b'sham ha'brachos." Right, that's the default. Avolim hayu ha'ochlin acherim shalosham b'birchas nisuin b'shas nisuin mevarchin b'shvilan achar b'birchas hamazon zayin brachos k'darshim mevarchin b'shas nisuin u'shi asaru chasanim in a minyan, which he repeats again, seemingly unnecessarily. What did the Rambam do? Why he did it, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to know what, you know, pushed the Rambam over to the, decision edge in any particular case. But either way, what the Rambam did, which I think is sensational, was as follows. The Rambam basically understood that when the Gemara introduced the fact that you say, Birchas Asher Barah, without Panim Chadashos, that is the default of Shiva Simei HaMishneh. The din of under the chuppah and the din of Shivas Mishnah, say the Rambam, are two different dinim. Under the chuppah, it's Zayin Brachos. Right? And the last of which is Asher Barah. Very nice. But it's the full complement of Zayin Brachos, and it's Kodem L'chuppah. Right? What is it exactly? We still don't know. If I had my druthers, what I think is going on in the Rambam, let's remember, again, that the Rambam needed to tell us that the brachos are not substitute for, nor are they ma'akev. Why would you think either that they substitute or they're ma'akev? Very difficult to explain if it's either Birchas HaMitzvah, like the Beis Yosef, or simply Birchas Shabbach Vahodah, but a matir. A little easier if it's a matir. What I really think the Rambam holds is that Birchas Nisuin serve an important function in defining, and therefore in it's a kiyum in the Ishus and the Nisuin itself. Going back to what we discussed earlier in the year, the Hainu, right? Both in the Psukim in the Torah, and in the Mishnayos, and then even when you get to the Gemara and the Rishonim, right? The contrast between Erusin and Nisuin is vast, as we discussed very extensively. Erusin is defined, Erusin is a Kinyan, Erusin is an Oser, right? We know exactly what it is. Kesef Shtar Via, we might have some issues in each, but basically we're flying with, full illumination. We know exactly where we're going. And these are Kinyanim and Hagdaros, like in Kol HaTorah Kulo. Chuppah, we know that Nisuin matters, that it's a Chalos D'Oraisa. We also know from the Birchas Erusin that in some respect, and the language of the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvot, that it's the goal, right? And that Erusin Kodem and Erusin being the mitzvah is kind of the methodology to enhance and to inject Kedusha into that goal. But at the end of the day, it's so ambiguous, I wouldn't say confusing, ambiguous, both in the Torah and even in Torah Shebaal Peh, and even in the Rishonim, and even in the Ramah, right? And then you get the impression that, maybe more than one works of the five or seven, methods, or maybe there's a better one for a Ketana, or a better one for an Almana, like the Yerushalmi seems to say, than a Besula, a better one for a Ketana, maybe Masra Av L'Shluchei Abal, right? And to explain the Rambam Dafka, as opposed to Yichud and Chuppah. And for the Rambam himself, it's Chuppah Ruya Labiyah. What is that? And we talked about that extensively as well, and there being two motifs in the Nisuin. And so we don't need to go over everything. The point is that Nisuin is very much what you make of it. It's the symbol. Right, it's not a Misa and a Misa Kinyan, right? It's the symbol of Heter Isha Labala and the coming together of the integrating of the Chiddush of the Oser Kodem LaHeter, right? That makes the Heter full. So for the Rambam, the seven Birchas Nisuin, all the themes of Birchas Nisuin are the Davar Shebikdusha, the Klal Yisrael part, the interpersonal part. Again, we'll try to go into each one in terms of the motifs, starting from, the framework of Baruch Pregafen, perhaps, right? But especially Shakol Bar Alechvado Birchas Asif Asaham, and a statement about the Rabbanu Shalom's role in creation, Til Mesameach Chasan Imakala. These are the overlapping themes, right? That define, the Chalos of Nisuin. And therefore, it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's not a Birchas Shabbach V'Hodah. It's a very unprecedented thing. It's where the brachos kind of define, right, why we have this strange configuration in the halacha, and what is being accomplished, previously and at this point. So that's why the Rambam wants to tell you, by the way, this is what this all is. Birchas Chasanim, they're called Birchas Chasanim. It's appropriate to make them under the chuppah. You could have had a hava mina that, appropriately making these brachos is the chuppah. Wow. Any other brachos that substitute for a kinyan, for a maisa, for a chalos? Well, the answer is yeah, because that's the whole point, is we're trying to go to this, we're trying to signal that the preparations have been done and this next stage is here. Or, you might have thought that, if you just have chuppah ruli labia, I'm sorry, if you have yichud aroy labia, so without, pronouncing what's significant about it, right, maybe it's a little like, Rav Mangid, or, you're missing the part. It's almost like, Kol Shalom or Gimel Dvar Melu B'Pasach Aliyotz. By the way, that's pretty much the closest thing you have to it. which the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvos, we talked about it years past, says has its comparable phenomenon where? In Mikra Bikurim. Right? You know, Bidui Maestros, Mikra Bikurim, and Kol Shalom Regimel Dvarim Eilu B'Pesach, especially, you know, if it's not only Ba'akev, Super Tzias Mitzrayim, like the Rambam in Peret Zayin, but it's even a Kiyum in the Mitzvah Ha'erev itself, right? You have to, when you do the Mitzvah, you have to make a speech about it. Birkas HaMitzvah is not Ma'akev. Even a little bit. The Ramban in his, you know, parish in Mechamos and Brachos says, oh, there are Loyotzei Dechavasos that are more general. It doesn't mean you don't fulfill it all, but you're absent the Kiyum. And that's what Rabbi Gamliel is. So Mikra Bikurim, Vidui Maestros, right? According to the Ramban, Birkas HaTorah, before you learn, it's important to make a little speech, you know, so that the Lishma and the multi-dimensional aspect of Libud HaTorah can be part of the Kiyum, and the idea that it's Asek and that it continues. I'm talking about the Ramban now, because he compares it to Mikra Bikurim in a way. Right? Compares these three things. So, for the Rambam, I know about the other ones, or some of them I know, but, you know. For the Rambam, the Sheva Brachos, or the Shesh Brachos, or whatever they are a Kiyum and part of the Hagdara of Nisuin. So they're not Ma'akev, and they're not a Tachlif, but you know what? We can certainly understand how they could have been. Either a Tachlif or a Ma'akev. That's what's happening under the Chuppah, and therefore the appropriate thing, nothing to do with Berachas HaMitzvah, nothing to do with the Matir. The appropriate thing is for it to be done, Kodem, to define the Chuppah, to give context to the Chuppah, and certainly a Kiyum in everything happening. Yeah?
Some perspectives of Berachas HaMitzvah is to be able to get to Berachas HaMitzvah or Berachas HaTorah. Do take that perspective, especially because it may not be the Ma'akev. The Ritva of Pesachim without Zayin, where he describes Berachas HaMitzvah being Mokul HaSiyasa, which is it's still given
the Ma'akev. The Ritva in Pesachim happens to have a statement about Berachas HaMitzvah, which is very similar to this idea. In general, not everybody agrees with that. So, I mean, the Rambam calls it more like a matir, as we said, kashem kashem. But that ritva, a very beautiful ritva on Zion and Aleph, speaks about also giving context to it. It's a ma'at, and focusing your kavana. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah,
yeah, 100%. So I just
down steroids. Could be down in steroids.
Could be. I just don't know whether you'd call it. I just don't think for the Rambam it's Birkas. Again, Beis Yosef understood it that way, so maybe it's not a steer to see it this way. For the Rambam, I think the Rambam knows how to call it Birkas HaMitzvah, Birkas HaMitzvah. The idea that there are seven, all the other things that we talked about, and the comparison and the contrast to Birkas HaSeirusin make me have very strong conviction that it's not what the Rambam holds. But could you say such a thing about Birkas HaMitzvah for the Ritva in Pesachim, and could it be that on steroids, let's say, for the Beis Yosef? Yes. Yes. Now, if this is the case, and I think there's a lot of evidence that pointing in this direction, so then what happens during the Shiva Seva Mishta? Either if it's a Birkas HaMitzvah and not a reenactment, right? Or, if the Tzibor part isn't strong enough, as Itamar is suggesting, which it may be, you know, to justify the Tzirif and so on, or if it's part of the Hagdara, so when it's done, it's done. Right? So, how do you explain Shiva Seva Mishta? So the Rambam's answer to that question, I don't know which came first, the chicken or the egg. It doesn't really matter, we'll never know. Unless, you know, somebody finds a memoir somewhere, you know, an Igeris that he wrote, you know, to is going to surface one day to explain where this all came from. The Rambam thought that what's happening in Birkas, in Shiva Seva Mishta, is that you don't have Sheva Brachos in Shiva Seva Mishta. You have Asher Barah. You have one bracha. And it's during the Suda, and it's in Ochas Brachos, and that's what it is. Of course, if you happen not to have people who happen to be there, also with the Chuppah, so then you can reenact, and you can make the bracha for them. Oh, then you put on the video. So of course the Hagdara of Panim Chadashos depends on the Chuppah. Because the whole Yesod of Panim Chadashos is irrelevant to Shivat Yamim, to the default Din of Bracha for the Rambam during Shivat Yamim Mishnah is Asher Bara. The exception is, you have some people who weren't, you didn't invite them to the wedding, or they got stuck in traffic. They missed the chuppah. It's too good to miss. Right? Then you're providing commentary and chalos to what the chuppah was. That's a whole different story. So, it's interesting to note, there's a major debate in the Rishonim, which we're going to discuss, whether Asher Bara requires a minyan when there are no Panim Chadashos, and you're using it as a standalone, during Shivas Me'a Mishnah. It doesn't seem from the Rambam, that it does. It's hard to know. The Rambam mentions the need for minyan when he talks about, it's hard to know. Well, we'll get back to it. Put it this way. Let me just say this. There's another discrepancy in the Rambam. When the Rambam, in both places, wants to exclude Avadim, right, and the Ktanim, it's interesting that in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Yud, he excludes them from the Minyan. Right, this is the end of Halakha Hey. Achak Mabarak is Hashem. Halakha Hey. Ein Mabarakim Berkas Chasanim Ela Basara Gedolim, as opposed to Ktanim, Ubnei Chorin, the Chasam in a Minyan. Right? It's interesting that he repeats the exclusion implicitly in Hilchos Brachos, but here he excludes him from the Bracha, from Asher Bara. The base chasan mevarchim brachas chas halacha test. Achar ba brachos elu bechol sudo sudo shol kum sha. Ein mevarchim brachazu lo avadim velo katan. So the Kesef Mishnah says, well, if they're not included in the minyan, then they're certainly not included, and they can't say the bracha. They can't even be in the minyan. I'm not so sure that that's a kol shekain and that's such a davar pasha. They can't be included in the minyan because the minyan maybe requires a davar shemikdusha. We'll have to discuss that. That doesn't necessarily mean they can't say the bracha, or does it? Maybe. I'm saying it's something to discuss. Either way, it's just noteworthy that the Rambam, speaking about the same halacha, namely the exclusion of avadim and ketanim, formulates it differently in the two places. Here it's about the bracha, and there it's about the minyan. I think that's because, possibly you don't need a minyan. But even if you did need a minyan for Asher Bara, the point is that the focus here is Asher Bara, and it's Birchas Chasanim. The focus in Hilchos Ishus is Birchas Nisuin and the bracha under the chuppah. And they're just two different deep. Okay, so having said that, let's get back into, and this will continue with on Sunday, Almon V'Almon. Because you see from the sugya of Almon V'Almon, the Gemara says, what does it say, Tuvia, very quickly? The Gemara is a stira. The Gemara originally thought maybe Almon doesn't need a bracha at all. Right? And then the Gemara says, no, you do. Right? Almon V'Almon. Then the Gemara says, but what about Gimel? So the Gemara has two answers, right? Right? Almon V'Almon is Al Echad Lebracha Shlosha LeSimcha. And then you have Bachur Shanas Almana. The Gemara says, Inami Zayin Lebracha Gimel LeSimcha. Then there's a big machlokes Rishonim, where this is one Shita or a machlokes, and we have to figure that out. That's our first task on Sunday. Now, if indeed there is there are some Rishonim who, at least in practice, or at least conceptually, do not want to hear that you can be Mechalek in any significant way between Simcha and Bracha. They just don't want to hear it. It's a Shinuya Dechika, or it's all connected to the Drabanan of Shaktu, but it's not real, it just seems that way, fine. Then there are other Rishonim who say, you know what, there is a distinction, but it can only be in one direction, it's a little less intense, a little more intense. They too, conceptually, they want to link Bracha and Simcha badly. And then there is another group of Rishonim. We'll discuss each Shita on Sunday. Right? The majority, the Ram, the Ritva, most of the Rishonim, simple reading of the Gemara, the Rambam. No! Simcha l'chud, Bracha l'chud. And sometimes you get more of one, and sometimes you get more of the other. Not only they l'chud, they can go in either direction. Right? That's a simple reading of the Gemara if there's no machla, if there is no machlokes. But no one did what the Rambam did. Right? Maybe they didn't have the opportunity. You know, methodologically. Meaning, the Rambam, in addition to paskening that sometimes there's more simcha and sometimes there's more bracha, which he does pasken, kipshuto the Gemara, but the Rambam also decided, right, to deal with bracha in Perek Beis Hilchos Brachos and with simcha of Shivas Me'amishta in Perek Yud, Halachos Yud Beis in Hilchos Ishus. Even though it's separate from dealing with chuppah, but the Rambam deal after he speaks about dinei ksuba, he deals with simcha. So not only did the Rambam accept that sometimes you go one way, sometimes you go the other, he decided to split his treatment of Shiva Simei Mishta. There's the simcha part of Shiva Simei Mishta in Hilchos Ishus, and the bracha part in Hilchos Bracha. Now again, it might be for very simple, good... Number one, he already has this breakdown, so... why not just fit it in? Number two, this is about Birchas Hamazon and Bracha and whatever. But it just happens to work in, again, very beautifully, with the Rambam's perspective, that the Bracha of Shivas Me'amishta is a different kind of thing. So now let's try to figure out, what did Rishonim really hold about Bracha and Simcha? How many Mechayvim are they? If they're different Mechayvim, does it depend on different, you know, the different members who are getting married? Does it depend on the kind of marriage that it is? And so on. So we'll pick up with that on Sunday.